Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This man is a visionary. He's a friend of the show, and he joins us right now from the Braves Radio Network, Joe Simpson.
Who is this?
It's Joe Simpson and Stutter on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Joe, always a pleasure. How are you doing this afternoon?
Visionary, huh?
Yeah,
let's go with that.
That's what you've been described as. I will say this. I called us kindred spirits earlier, Joe. You're not quite as insane as I am, but I like the fact that you get frustrated at times when you're calling these games and things are not going the way of the Braves. I like it. You're more subtle, but I like the way you do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm still a big Braves fan. I want everybody to do well and play up to their potential. And some nights it's just not there. And I certainly remember how hard it is to play this game. And it's not about anything critical about physical mistakes, but mental mistakes sometimes kind of get under my skin.
What about the inability to throw strikes? How do you feel about that? Where do you stand on that one, Joe?
Well, that sounds like perhaps a discussion you've already had today. But, yeah, it gets to be, I guess, frustrating is the best word that and not just for me. I'm sure it runs rampant through the staff, too, when you're counting on people. Even if it's hard to get people out, at least throw strikes and don't walk people. So that's where I stand. And from a standpoint of the end of the game out of the bullpen, I've always contended that you can't really be a successful closer unless you can throw strikes. And so far, so good with that on Will Smith. He's done a good job with that.
Joe, nobody in their right mind would talk about hitting at any point, at anything close to this level, has been easy. So let's just start with that. It's ridiculous. It truly might be. You could argue it's the hardest thing to do in sports. But you're the perfect guy to ask. There's this premise now that hitting has never been harder because of a number of factors. Without going into the factors, is that a fair statement in your opinion, that it's never been harder to hit in baseball than it is today?
No, I think that's fair, Chris. I think from my generation, we might get three or four at-bats against the same guy. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to face a different pitcher every time we came to the plate like many guys have to do now. And certainly across the board, pitching staffs didn't throw as hard as these guys are throwing right now. And conveniently wild, you know. Just ask Ronald Acuna. It's hard to dig in there when these guys are throwing in the upper 90s or 100 miles an hour. And you know that they know they don't know exactly where they're throwing it. So that's a little unsettling, and it makes it much harder.
I've mentioned this, Joe. David Ortiz was the guy who sat down with me and explained. He said, no disrespect to anybody who used to play the game. He said, but if I got three and four at-bats and I can't figure a guy out on a given night, then shame on me. The problem is exactly what you've talked about. We've talked about it on the air. Facing three guys, left-hander, right-hander, a guy who throws this, a guy who throws that, it's kind of incredible to have a plan, it seems, night to night in the game now.
Well, just look at – there was a stat I heard the other night that I brought up on the air that the average number of hits in a major league game this year combined between the two teams is 15. That's the lowest since like the 60s. And I was just dumbfounded at that. Only an average of 15 hits per game so far this year. That kind of spells out how difficult it is to hit.
Joe Simpson from the Braves Radio Network with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. It's not where you want to be, but all things considered, being a 500 team right now is pretty amazing when you think about what has happened, Joe, over the first 10 days of May with all the roster moves and the injuries and everything else they've had to circumvent on this team.
I think it's magnificent, Nick. I think the way that the team has cobbled together the starting rotation because of various injuries or setbacks or COVID or those protocols, whatever it might be, to be 500 right now is like, I think with a day off yesterday, everybody could kind of take a deep breath and say, okay, now here we go. Let's go from here. Now, let's not worry about what's happened to this point. Let's start from here, because you're going to get Max Fried back, I believe, tomorrow. Not back. He's already back, but he's going to pitch tomorrow. You work in what Enoa is doing, which is unbelievable. And at some point, hopefully in the next month, Soroka will return to the rotation too. It's a good jumping off point right here from what's already happened and saying, now let's play baseball the way we expect it to play. They're not out of it by any means. Our division, the NL East, is very it's full of parity because of even the last place team's got a good ball club, and they're not that far out of first place. So this is going to be a real test for everybody in the division going forward, but I like where Atlanta is right now.
Joe, this is a question we ask more to the football guys. I don't know if we've ever asked a baseball guy. So we'll take the quarterback out in football, and we'll ask coaches. We'll ask general managers. What's the most important position? In other words, if I could hand you the best player in the NFL at a certain position, what would you want it to be? I'll ask you the baseball version of that. If I can tell you I'm going to give you the best of anything at one position in baseball, what are you taking?
I think everybody would tell you, Chris, probably catcher. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go shortstop. I think it's so vital to have a shortstop who is an excellent defender, and if you've got a shortstop who can hit, you are better than most teams. You can find a good catcher who's important but doesn't have to hit. He's important because he's a good receiver. But shortstop has to field, and if he can hit, then you've really got a real two-prong attack there, if you will, from that position.
And do you believe, because starting pitching, it's only every 5 days, a great closer, if you're on the wrong team, what good is he really doing you? Is it really sort of that elimination process with some spots as well?
In some cases, yes. And of course, I was referring most 100% with respect to my comment was about position players and not about pitchers. We all know if you don't have starting pitching, you're not going to go anywhere. If you don't have a decent bullpen, you're not going to go anywhere. So those are vitally important as well. But from the standpoint of what the Braves have done right now with their bullpen, with the absences of Melanson and Green to this point, I think the guys, by and large, have kind of settled in the last week or so. Everybody's kind of settled into a spot where they've pitched better. A.J. Minter's one of those guys. He's pretty much an eighth inning guy, maybe a matchup thing, and with two out in the seventh. But AJ has kind of settled into that role too. So you gotta have pitching to win. We've known that for since baseball was started. And right now, that's why I say this is a good jumping off point. I think the Braves pitching is really beginning to come together.
Joe Simpson from the Braves Radio Network with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. What's the old adage? Your momentum is only as good as your next starting pitcher. But what happened on Saturday? Could this really springboard this team?
That was nuts, wasn't it? That was one of the best games for Braves fans, I think, in probably maybe 10 years. There have been a lot of walk-offs, a lot of big rallies, all that kind of stuff. But to come back in the 12th inning, down three and score four, that was just craziness. And it was fun. And, yes, it should be a springboard, Nick. It should be a way to for this team to have confidence that they can overcome any obstacle when you overcome that type of deficit with only one at-bat left. So hats off to those guys for sticking in there, hanging in there, and winning it in the 12th, and let's hope that that is the impetus for what might be a good run.
Yeah, the good news is Sunday night we saw what Freddie did. I had said, how much of a thing is it? Do you want to call it a thing yet, as he was struggling? Where were you on that scale?
I have said this to my buddies in the booth before about Freddie, and I even said, I texted Freddie and told him, you go through one of these every year. And you can go back and find it. It's not always the same time of year. And last season, in the shortened season, maybe the only time he didn't have one of these spells. But he goes through these three, four, maybe even five-game spells where he's got a rash of strikeouts. He's chasing bad pitches. He doesn't look like himself. And then when he does break out, it is a huge breakout. He comes back in a big way, just as he did the other night. So this was not any cause for concern to me because I've seen him do it before.
Joe Simpson with us over the past couple of minutes or so. We found out the Braves recalled Bryce Wilson, so it looks like he's going to be the guy getting the start tonight. Certainly a guy that we talked about his winning streak down at AAA. It's really one of those things where, on one hand, that's great. On the other hand, you want to be pitching at the major league level. The consistency just hasn't been there. Obviously, he has the stuff. What does he have to do to right the ship?
I think for Bryce Wilson, he and Kyle Wright are in the same mold, and that is confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, get out of your own head and use your ability to pitch. They're both capable of pitching at this level, the major league level, and being successful. And we've seen it happen from both of them. We've seen signs of it from both of them. And for Bryce to be successful, the knock on him has been that he doesn't have enough pitches to start, that he only really has a fast two-seamer and a bit of a slider, and he's working on another off-speed pitch. So to be successful, he's going to need that third pitch to be better, and he's got to throw strikes.
Joe, it's so funny you say that, because you can't fake it at this level, but you can kind of fake it a little bit if you carry yourself. And I don't know if Ian Anderson's more talented than these guys, but there does seem to be that moment. Do they stand a little taller? Do they play pitch and catch? Do they not walk around the mound? Are they not shaking things off because they're just not sure? There really is something to that, is there not? I don't know how long the card has to be before you're allowed to carry yourself that way, but some guys walk in with that.
Oh, I agree 100%, Chris. These guys, you know, let's look at this Toronto ball club right now. The Braves owe them, you know, some payback after they got swept down in Dunedin. But this Toronto ball club has Vladimir Guerrero Jr. It's got Biggio's son and Bo Bichette. Those are three kids that grew up in big league clubhouses. They were probably shagging in the outfield during batting practice when they were kids. They got to the big leagues. It was nothing special to them. They've been there and done that in their head 1,000 times, just being in around the big league players, knowing how to carry themselves and the confidence it takes to compete at this level. Those are three really good examples, in my opinion, of what you'd like to see from guys like Kyle Wright and Bryce Wilson that, you know, come in with a little swagger and do your thing. Ian Anderson, back to him, it's not that he's got a lot of swagger. He's just got confidence. He knows that he can throw good pitches, any number of pitches that he has, whether it's his fastball, his slider, his changeup. You know, he's got good command of all of them. That's where the confidence comes from, is that he knows he can throw strikes with it. So you'd like for some of that to rub off on Wilson and Kyle Wright. You'd like to see less of the nervous energy on the mound that I see with those guys, you know, fiddling with their hair, making sure their hair is behind their ear and all that kind of nonsense. You know, get your sign and throw it. Mm-hmm. You know, your hair be damned.
Hey, Joe, real quick, back in the day when you got per diem, did you get an envelope of cash before a road trip?
Yes.
Okay. Were you a guy who, would you play cards? Would you throw some of that on a table on a plane? Or were you a guy who, the reason I ask is because there are some legendary stories about guys who were not very smart with per diem. Like, it could be gone before the plane took off. I'm assuming you saw some of that. And were you a guy who would throw it on a table or no?
No, I was not. I was never a poker player. We played hearts. We played spades. And we had some gangbuster games on those where maybe, you know, there was a number attached to however many points you might have. I mean, everybody's flush with cash when you get on that plane for the first day of a road trip, and everybody's a little wild with it, I would say. But I can tell you for a fact that one night when I was a rookie with the Dodgers and I got on the Dodger plane, and it was specially configured, you know, with card tables and sleeping bunks and all that stuff. I sat at the card table mistakenly, and I was told by three teammates to get up because that was one other teammate's seat, that they wanted to make sure he was always at the table because they would get in his pocket so deep. They didn't want him to not be able to sit down.
I think it was Tyler Houston. I heard the story that he used to just put his money away. I think it was Tyler. I don't think he cares that I'm telling the story. I think he used to lose his money because he thought he was some fancy putter. And when they had that little putting green in the old stadium, I'm not sure he ever walked on a plane with cash.
Well, I got one more for you. And that was, I had a teammate. We had a real long road trip when I was in Seattle. We had a real long road trip. We got a bunch of money. And he was so nervous carrying that money. And I have to admit, or I have to acknowledge the fact that he was very tight, that when we landed, he wanted to make sure he went to find a Western Union office to wire some of the money back to his wife. He didn't want to carry that money around. Not kidding.
What were you playing in the 1870s?
No. Isn't that something? Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll be something tonight with Bryce Wilson coming back to pitch against the Jays, and hopefully the Braves get their revenge for what happened down in Dunedin. Joe Simpson, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Enjoyed it, guys. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Simpson from the Braves Radio Network on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker Line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.